Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Gerald Callahan joining us from Express Ranches in just a moment. Hey neighbor, now's the time to be making plans to be a part of this year's Texoma Cattlemen's Conference being put on by the Noble Foundation Friday, February 26th at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event, the cattle industry, evolving through innovation and technology. An all-day cattle conference that'll help you get ready for 2016 and beyond in the beef cattle business. For more information, go to noble.org/ag events or call them 580-224-6375. It's spring bull sale season, and one of the larger sales in our region held each year is the big spring bull sale at the Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. Gerald Callahan, who's president of Express Ranches, says they've got over 500 bulls, primarily Angus, that they'll be selling both live in person at the ranch in Yukon as well as on the internet through a couple of online auction services.
Yeah, we're really excited about this year's offering. We continue to try to invest and reinvest in the best genetics that we can. Try to take advantage of all the data and information that we collect on our own cattle and also been collected in the Angus breed. The bulls that we're marketing will have the most complete data set that I think you can find. In fact, you can go up on our website and you can actually, they're on a spreadsheet there, you can actually sort those bulls based on what criteria that you're emphasizing. But one of the things that we do on all the bulls they're selling, they've all had the genomics run on them, which is their DNA profile for each specific trait. And what it does for these bulls, even though they're yearling and to 20-month-old bulls, it gives you the same confidence in those cattle as if they had sired 7 to 20 calves, depending on what particular trait you're looking at. And we do this for our bull customers so they can buy with a greater degree of confidence that the EPDs are accurate and correct.
Now, EPDs have been around long enough that a lot of folks feel pretty comfortable looking at them and trying to make decisions based off of them. Gerald Callahan says, you got to realize, though, that today's EPDs using genomics are better than ever before. So there's some good things to choose from, whether you're a commercial producer or a purebred operator.
So most commercial men or purebred men alike, all they really need to do is to concentrate on the EPDs and on the bioeconomic indexes, the dollar values, to make their selection. Of course, if a guy comes in here and he wants to buy a set of bulls to breed to heifers or a bull to breed to heifers, he's going to emphasize calving ease direct, CED, as well as the birth weight EPD. And then get as much growth, as much carcass as he can get to go along with that. If a guy's coming in here to buy bulls to use on mature cows, then most often he's going to be looking at If he's going to send all of his calves out at weaning, he should be looking at weaning weight EPD and dollar W. If he's going to retain replacements out of his cow herd, then he's going to want a very balanced approach, and he's going to want moderate birth weight. He's going to want good growth. He's going to want the milk EPD that fits his environment. And probably milk is the least reliable. The pure milk EPD, in my opinion, is probably the least reliable data that we have on the deal. Pure milk's always been a little hard to evaluate and sort because you're trying to take the growth component out of it. And so if you've got really good resources in terms of range conditions, you can probably stand a little more milk. If you're like a lot of our customers in New Mexico, western Oklahoma, western Texas, then you're going to want moderate to lower milk. And so milk probably needs to be fit to the environment so that the female doesn't give so much milk, the daughter's out of this bull, that it makes her more challenging to rebreed as a 2-year-old and as a 3-year-old. But the milk deal, I also have less confidence in the reliability of that data set of any data set we have. It probably varies more.
Gerald Callahan with Express Ranches. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction comes up this Friday, February 26th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll be broadcast live from Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City. They'll be selling 27,000 head, 7,500 yearling steers, 4,100 yearling heifers, 13,000 wean calves. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. At Superior, we bring the market to you. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.